to sing some songs for you that have been successful records for me over the last several years. 1975, I wrote and recorded a song on an independent label. And the name of that song was I Want to Hold You in My Dreams Tonight. Thank you. You made it a successful record, and these next few songs that I want to sing for you, you made those successful records for me, and I love you and appreciate you for that. And I've bought all kinds of pantyhose since then. Lipstick, leather jackets. And if you recognize any of these, you can let me know it. And if you don't, you can act like you do and make me feel good anyway, okay? Some dreams are shattered and broken in two, but you fulfill my dreams and make them all come true. You're always loving me in every dream I dream of you. And I want to hold you in my dreams again tonight. No one could make me feel quite the way that you do. These feelings inside of me, they just prove how much I love you. It feels so good with you lying by my side. Oh, and I want to hold you in my dreams again tonight. Yes, and I want to hold you in my dreams again tonight. Guess I've either heard or told all the standard lies. When I hear him telling one, it comes as no surprise. He never has a new one, they're the ones he's told before. And I've kinda got them numbered, and it's just like keeping score. Standard number three is that someday I'm gonna leave. Number two, sorry when I'm gone. But the biggest one of all, the one that keeps me hanging on, is that he really loves me. Standard lie number one. Standard lie number one. Where love comes easy, and I know a man who meets me there. He takes my hand, oh, he gently leads me, and we go up to the room at the top of the stairs. Stairway to heaven. the stairs. I say the loving's good in the room at the top of the stairs.
Thank you. Maybe you'll remember these two songs. I won an award in 1978 in Europe for this next one. Goes like this.
When you're undercover lovers, you lay low. And in public, you don't let your feelings show. When she loves him and he loves you and you don't love who you're tied to. When you're undercover lovers, you lay low. We're not ashamed of our love, but we're discreet. We hide away and we keep it off the streets. Cause some friend might see us, then they start a rumor. And we don't wanna break no hearts in two. When you're undercover lovers, you lay low. And in public, you don't let your feelings show. When she loves him and he loves you, and you don't love who you're tied to. When you're undercover lovers, you lay low. Well, that's the danger of a stranger that you meet in the dark. When you let him lead you on until you don't know who you are. Then you wake up in the morning, he's made off with your heart. That's the danger of a stranger in the dark. It was so good while it lasted, and it lasted through the night. At least until the morning shone in, made me see the light. I looked over on a pillow at a face I never knew. I said, is this the kind you wanna give your sweet loving to? Well, that's the danger of a stranger that you meet in the dark. When you let him lead you on until you don't know who you are. When you wake up in the morning, he's made off with your heart. That's the danger of a stranger in the dark. Well, that's the danger of a stranger that you meet in the dark. When you let him lead you on until you don't know who you are. Then you wake up in the morning, he's made off with your heart. That's the danger of a stranger in the dark.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I want to ask you, how many of you watched my big sister Dolly's TV show last year? Well, that's great. I want to thank you, and on her behalf, I'd like to thank you, because the poor old thing needs the money. You know, this lady came up to me out there a little bit ago, and she said, well, honey, how does it feel to try to fill the shoes of your big sister Dolly? I said, lady, it ain't her shoes I got trouble filling. But you know, our careers have always been a series of peaks and valleys. Well, I can see I don't have to tell this bunch who got the peaks and who got the valleys. I noticed this guy back there with a set of binoculars. People always show up at my shows with those things. I wonder if they do that at Dolly's shows. Guess they don't need them at Dolly's shows. You know, last year on my birthday, Dolly said I could come out to Las Vegas and celebrate my birthday and watch her do her show in one of those big fancy showrooms out there. I forget which one of those big hotels it was, but I went out there and I was sitting out in the audience and I was all dressed up. She got right up on stage in front of everybody and told them that we used to pee in the bed when we was little. Well, you know how she is. She'll say anything. Then she pointed me out back there and had him to put the spotlight on me. And she said, didn't we, Stella? Of course, I had to go along with it because it was the truth and we already looked stupid. So I said, But she neglected to tell everybody that we not only wet the bed, but we used to fight over who peed the biggest circle. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Too much Kool-Aid. Another Gunsmoke fan. And everywhere I go, people always request one or two of Dolly's songs, and actually they request all they can. And I'm real proud of the fact that Dolly is one of the finest songwriters in the world, I think. And I decided I'd put one of her songs in my show that is a true story song, and it is one of my favorites. And when we was little, we used to also write songs, and we used to fight over who wrote the best line. And I'll have to admit, Dolly always wrote the best line, but I always peed the biggest circle. Thank you. Boy, that's a fancy guitar, isn't it? Thanks to the Washburn Company. Ooh, this dress is short. Bill, I'm going to have to sit this way, okay? Are you comfortable?